I'm finally done cleaning up Master's desk. Now, it's time to organize these new books that he bought for his office. So, let's see. These two go here. This one belongs here. And this last one should be placed, right here. Okay, that's better. What else do I have to do? I've cleaned up his room. I'm also done with his laundry. I've prepared dinner. I think I'm done for today. Now I just have to wait for Master to get home. It's almost 9 p.m. I should take a bath first. After all, I also have to tend to him. I just gotta make it quick though, since he might get home any minute now. I'm getting really sleepy. What time is it? Master still hasn't come home yet, and I'm starting to get really worried about him. He usually comes home earlier, but it's getting really late, and he didn't even call me. And I'm really tired too. But I still have to wait for Master. I'll just take a nap while I wait for him. Hopefully, he'll be back home when I wake up. Master? Is that you? Master? Master, you're home. Oh, come here. I was worried about you. No, it's okay. I understand. What's important is you're here. Welcome home, Master. And I'm so sorry. I fell asleep on the couch while waiting for you. Well, I wanted to wait for you. I could never go to sleep on my own, knowing that you haven't even come home yet. And you didn't tell me that you were going to be late tonight. It's okay, you don't have to apologize for anything. You did a lot of work today? That's okay, Master. So that means that you must be feeling tired. Come here, I'll take your jacket off. Come sit, I'll bring you a glass of water. Would you like some food? I cooked your favorite. Oh, you've had dinner? I see. Well, that's good. So, just a glass of water then? Okay, I'll be back. Here you go, Master. Anything for you, Master. Master must have had a really long day. You look tired. Were there a lot of things at the office that needed your attention? I see. Well, Master did a great job today. You are so hardworking, Master. Of course you are. I know so. Master? Are you sure that you don't want to eat? You might be starving from getting exhausted from working overtime. I mean, you got home so late. I'm just worried. Okay, if you say so, Master. Just please let me know when you're hungry, and I'll prepare a meal for you right away. Oh, no, Master. I should be the one asking you about how your day went. Don't mind me. You really want to know how my day was? Okay. Well, today was the same. Just the usual. I did some cleaning, maintained your place's look, and... oh, I did your laundry today too. I know, but I couldn't help it. The laundry shop always does a bad job at washing your clothes. I just feel like it would be better if I did the laundry myself. I guess you could say that. I like cleaning. It's a good way to de-stress, at least for me. And speaking of stress, Master, you should change your clothes now so you can go to bed. Would you like me to assist you? Are you sure? You still seem so tired from today's work. Don't worry, I won't peek, Master. I'll just simply help you get changed. Okay, as you wish. Well then, I'll prepare your bed while you change into your sleeping attire. Oh, and, Master, would you like some warm milk as well? It greatly helps in making you fall asleep. And it has good nutritional value. Okay, Master. I'll go and make your warm milk. Don't hesitate to call me if you need anything, okay? I'm one call away. Okay. Perfect. It's a good thing that I changed Master's bed sheets today. Now his bed is clean and it smells so good. I wonder if I should turn the heater on. I'll just ask Master when he gets here. And the milk is right there. Okay, that's good. Everything's set up perfectly. Now, I should just wait for Master to get here. I wonder if Master is okay. He's been in the bathroom for a while now. I should probably check on him, just in case he needs help with anything. Wait, he's just outside his room. I can hear him. He's on the phone with someone. Oh no. It sounds like Master's upset. I wonder what's it about. Jolie? His assistant? Oh gosh. It seems like Master is scolding Jolie. I guess Julie messed up again. I wonder if she missed a meeting, or if she forgot to bring in his coffee. Poor girl. Oh no, he's coming. Hi, Master. Is everything okay? Well, I heard you raise your voice just right outside your room. Julie again? I'm sorry about that, Master. She's actually really lucky that you keep giving her chances to make up for her mistakes. Anyway, that's not the point. So, I've changed your bed sheets as well. They're clean and they smell good. No, Master. Not at all. I brought that one to the laundry shop, but I asked the staff to keep an eye on it and make sure that it gets washed and cleaned thoroughly. It is your bed sheets after all. It has to be clean. Well, I just didn't exactly trust the staffs there. I mean, with your clothes and your uniform for work. Especially your uniform. I can't just entrust it to someone else. So I made sure that they would be cleaned well. Of course, Master. It's my job to look after you. It's not that I need to keep doing this. I know that, but I still want to serve you. And yes, that's your warm milk. You don't have to thank me, Master. It's my pleasure to serve you. Here, let me help you. I'll tuck you in. Would you like a good night's kiss too? Just kidding. What? Master, I'm just joking around. I noticed that you've been so stressed out, so I wanted to lighten up the mood. You want a kiss on your forehead? Of course, Master. I don't mind at all. Is that better? You have a request? Of course, Master. Just name it, and I'll try my best to do it. Master? I wouldn't mind joining you in bed. If and only if you really want me to. Because you sound like you're making a request out of impulse. And I just want to make sure that you've really thought about this. This request? You're asking me to join you in bed. Okay, as you wish. Does this help? Well, I'm glad that I can help, Master. Master? What kind of question is that? Of course I care about you. Not just because I'm your maid, but my care for you is way beyond that. It's not just because it's my duty. Well, I care about you because You deserve to be cared for. You deserve to feel loved and taken care of. I know you're doubting, but I hope you believe in my words, because I know that you deserve it, and I want to do my best so that I can make you feel loved and taken care of, because I want you to know that there is someone who cares about you, and that's me. You can tell me anything, Master. Whatever you say stays between us. You want me to put my arm on your chest? Like this? Okay. I laid my head on your chest. Like you said. Master, I can feel the fast beating of your heart. Master, you look... Sorry, am I making you feel uncomfortable with this? No, I know you asked me to do this, but... What? You what? Oh, Master, I didn't think that you felt that way about me. No, of course. I'm okay with it. I want it. The truth is, I've always longed for Master. I've always longed for you. What I'm saying is that I've loved you more than how I love you as my master. I love you as in... I'm madly in love with you. And I always have been, ever since you took me in after you saw me wandering out in the cold. Ever since you took care of me, I've loved you since then. Well, yes. That's the reason why I decided to stay here and serve as your maid, so that I could return the favor. Even when you told me that you could help me get back to the city, I made the decision to stay here and serve you, because you've made me feel so loved and safe. After all these years of being alone, you came. And so I stayed, and my love for you only grew from there. I didn't say anything because I was scared. I didn't think that you could ever love me, so this is a shock to me. But, Master, I love you. Yes, Master. This means that we love each other. You don't want me to call you Master anymore? Okay, then. Well, what would you like me to call you? It's up to me? How about my love? Or is it too cheesy? Oh, you like it. Very well. My love it is. I want you to kiss me, my love. I love you too. Now close your eyes. I know you're tired from working hard today. Don't worry, I'll be right here when you wake up. Just right here.